The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Shut up, I'm starting now. This is the excitement that I'm at right now. This is the 34th episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. My name is Dylan, and with me is the hippest man in the room, Glitch.
What's up, my brother?
Across the pond, we have the stupid awesome analyst, John.
Solid.
And the heart man with harder opinions is back to full health.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, this month, we are celebrating Black History Month,
which
So for which of you people who don't know what that means, it means this is the month where we study the Dark Ages and Middle Earth and stuff like that. I'm not sure why.
Already
why we
stepping
for
on
that,
toes.
But
already stepping on toes.
You're gonna piss like Hobbit fans off.
Yeah, I'm just gonna be quiet the rest of the podcast.
We should do this every month then.
Yeah, just talking about black characters every month and don't have to even worry about showing up. We are. This episode, we will end up talking about, for the Tamagotchis, black characters in anime.
The rarest thing in anime.
The rarest thing in anime. Give you guys some good cosplay ideas for when you go to the conventions. Good handful of them, you know. And
three.
And maybe some little history and cultural tidbits about...
From Glitch.
Yeah, sure. Let's go for it.
Glitch will be reciting Martin Luther King's famous
Gettysburg Address. Right?
Martin Luther King's Gettysburg Address.
I have a dream that white characters and black characters can cosplay together. And no one gets ridiculed of being called Black Naruto or White... or White Barrett.
White Barrett. Barrett, that's a good one.
Add that to the list.
All right, so let's start off the normal part of the episode where we ring the news bell. Glitch, you can ring the news bell this time.
I don't wanna.
Why not?
That's what a bell sounds like.
It's my right to. I ain't gonna listen to you, honky.
Yes, good yes. Episode so far.
Okay, so first up in media news, we got some pretty exciting news. Well, Andrew's pretty excited about it. He's more excited about it than I am.
Anyone,
but there's a new web series that they've started airing in Japan. Is it actually airing in Japan, or is it just a web series? Like,
yeah, it's coming out on the internet.
So it's on the internet.
Well, I don't know whether or not what the origin country of it is.
I think it's a .jp.
Yeah, but they've started streaming on Crunchyroll. It's a originally it was a web series called Wonder Momo.
Now let me I'll talk about this just because I know most about it.
Sure.
Wonder Momo is a Bandai game / character that was picked up by Udon. Udon Studios are my favorite art studio out there.
From Canada.
Located in Canada. They do all, you know, the licensed Capcom work and art stuff. The webcomic was being done on ShiftyLook.com, headed by Jim Zub.
Zubby.
Yep, over at Udon Studios. And my favorite artist in the world, Omar Dogan, was the artist for that comic book. So now here's an anime series where Omar Dogan, my favorite artist in the world, has a character design credit, and they all look like Omar Dogan's characters, so I get to watch basically Omar Dogan the anime, and it's pretty fantastic. I'm pretty happy about it.
Well, the art is fantastic.
The art is fantastic. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not gonna badmouth anything about Udon or anything like that, so cut that out.
Yeah, the writing's a little. Eh.
Yeah, I was really upset by the first episode. That kind of the weak writing,
but it looks really nice.
It does. It looks great, and it's fun. It is fun to watch, and it's definitely fun to watch. It says character design, Omar Dogan. Yay! Good job. Congratulations, Omar. next piece of news, it's been all over the internet, but it was brought to our attention by one of our fans, Mike, wanted to let us know that Studio Ghibli is starting a television series. They have a TV series that's going to be coming out sometime in the near future, and Gorō Miyazaki is going to be the one directing it.
Miyazaki's son.
Yes.
It's called, like, The Daughter of the Thief or something like
Ronja,
that.
Ronja, the Robber's Daughter.
The Robber's Daughter.
I don't really know too much about it other than that. They actually haven't revealed too much other than the information that they give, but, I mean, this is Studio Ghibli's first TV series, so they're going to have to be constantly working on something. You know, it's not just, like, one project, which is a movie, and then they release the whole the whole movie as a project. That this is something that they're going to have to keep up with so that they can do a weekly episode.
Better not mess it up, Gorō. Yeah. Dad's going to be disappointed again.
Yeah. Speaking of Hayao Miyazaki being mad, there was also an article that came out that had to do with Studio Ghibli, and it had come out or had to do with Hayao Miyazaki, that he lashed out at the anime industry, saying that it's only full of otaku, and he was saying that because of the media that is coming out right now, where you only got a lot of moe and fan service and all that kind of junk.
Yeah, which I don't think is very fair.
I don't either, because he was saying that the industry itself is full of otaku, which in part I agree. Like, you have to be, you know, passionate and nerdy about what you like in order to keep producing it. But also you got to remember that they're doing the same thing that a lot of American companies do, which is why we keep getting Call of Duty, which is pandering to audiences that make you money.
It's not a bad business model.
It's not, but
not an excellent one either, though.
It's not, but like the people who are serious about what they do get really disappointed.
Yeah.
In the end, we really don't need any more Call of Duty Activision. We actually don't even need Activision anymore. Yeah. Go screw yourself.
But it's not about Call of Duty though. It's more about the anime industry, which they keep pumping out the same show over and over again. We get either little sisters being creepy, or we get fan service with really big boobs.
Yep.
Like, it's good sometimes. But it's getting really old, especially when they keep pumping out pretty much the same exact show every season. And there's probably like two or three of them every season. And creativity is kind of at a loss right now. You know, I mean, like recently we had Attack on Titan, which was amazing. But other than that, you know, the rest is just like been fan servicey crap.
Well, especially in this slow winter season.
Yeah, especially this season.
The winter season of incest.
Is that what the season's called?
Pretty much. Wow. I mean, if you've been keeping track of the animes that have been released this season, there's like four incest animes.
Is that what the first box set of Game of Thrones is called? The Winter Season of Incest.
Season.
Yeah. So Miyazaki, you know, he gave a slap on the wrist to a bunch of people that he doesn't know.
That's
which there are people out there who agree with him, and I don't necessarily agree with him. You know, for the most part, there are parts that I do agree, but in full, I don't necessarily agree with everything that he said.
Let us know what you guys think.
So lastly, for media news, Funimation announced that they're going to stream the anime series Bento, which came out back in 2011, and it was one of my favorite anime of the 2011, like the entire year.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's funny. It has good action. It's really well animated. The characters are awesome. For you guys who don't know, Bento is about these people who go into supermarkets late at night after they close, and they fight to the near death over discounted bento boxes. And so you have a whole bunch of, like, super buff people and really good martial artists, you know, fighting over boxes of food in a supermarket. And
it's really cool. Yeah, it's a really well done anime.
It's a really funny concept. And if you guys watch my really, really old and really bad episode, Best of 2011, you'll get to hear me talk about it, which I actually, you know, enjoy watching that show. And now Funimation, they only have the streaming license for it, so it's not coming out
on
DVD.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's not coming out on DVD yet, but they have it. And hopefully in the near future, Funimation will get a good streaming thing finally, so that people can actually watch videos on their site.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good luck getting them to sponsor us now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh joy.
Okay, so that's it for media news. We're going to move on to some gaming news. What we have for gaming news is this was also actually sent from a fan. We actually had a lot of pieces that were sent from fans.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good to see someone's doing work.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
Instead of me and Dylan, you know, carrying all the weight of the show.
Yeah.
And by weight, he means, you know, just sitting around, not doing anything.
Just waiting to hit that red record button.
W-A-I-T.
Oh, yeah, that weight. Yep. Doing that.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So, Namco Bandai, they have revealed that they're going to be releasing this four anime short omnibus from Katsuyo Otomo's. It's called Short Piece Omnibus. It's got a whole bunch of short anime on it, and it's going to be released on the PSN network in the West. Along with that, they're going to be releasing a fifth part to it, which is going to be a game. So in this anime omnibus, there's going to be a game in order to get the full story of the other four anime shorts. We're going to be getting those in the West, which is cool. The game is called The Longest Day, and it's going to be a 2D side-scrolling game. And the exciting part is that the overseers of the game are Tokyo Jungle and Suda 51. For those of you who don't know, I'm not really familiar with Tokyo Jungle's work, but Suda 51, he made No More Heroes and Lollipop Chainsaw and
Killer 7,
all those extremely awesome games.
Over the top yet awesome.
So that's pretty cool that, I mean, like, we're getting this, it's almost kind of like a feature-length movie kind of deal, plus a game in the West. And so that's actually all I had for gaming news, so it's time to move on to some strange news.
My now, favorite quick. Part.
I know, that was really quick. So first up in strange news, we have a recent story about the annual snowfall in Japan has hit them, and people panicked over the whopping, I don't know, about an inch of snow that they got.
2 inches. Like, supermarkets cleared out. Like, all the food is gone. They're like, we're going to be snowed in for days.
There are so many politically incorrect jokes I can make right now.
Like? Oh,
let's hear one.
There's short Asian jokes. There's penis jokes. There's...
There's penis jokes.
Everybody
in there?
Grab Merrick and... Oh, God. Oh, the pale geisha girls you can't really see anymore in the snow.
That's well, this is your month glitch. That's okay.
Everybody gets
that
one.
Asian month.
Snowfall.
Yeah, so they had a snowfall. There's also some really cool stuff popping up on the internet, like some really awesome snowmen and things like that.
Oh my gosh, there's a the W sitting girl snowman, like it was interesting.
It's like very well sculpted.
Yeah, it's like finally figured woman
sitting girl.
Yeah, like it's like this finely figured hourglass shaped woman sitting in the snowman.
W sitting girl.
Which is looking this up so we actually understand.
Like, is something going to come up for that?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Is safe search on?
The W sit where they sit on their butt and with their legs going out. I don't know. It's the W sit.
The W sit? Is that a thing?
Snowman in Asia.
Snowman. It was actually Japan specifically.
Snowman Japan.
Snowman Japan.
Big.
That should be a bad name.
Snowman Japan.
All right, what else we got?
Okay, so next up in strange news, this came from one of our fans, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Is Scott from the UK?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
That's great, Scott.
That makes sense as to why he sent us this piece of news.
Oh, yeah, this one's really cool. And really freaky at the same time.
Yeah, so back in October, there was an announcement about a new anime channel that was going to start broadcasting on UK TV.
I think it was just called Anime TV.
Yeah, and it was going to come out in the summer of that same year, or the following year, rather. But it was going to have anime, it was going to have Korean dramas, it was going to have Asian music, and then he said that as of today, or they announced on that as of today, it's completely disappeared from the internet. There was a Kickstarter in January for it.
I think the Kickstarter was for the original TV show that was going to be made for it. Like, there was going to be an original show
from... Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Like, it was British and Japanese produced for the channel specifically. There was a Kickstarter for that. They were asking for nearly €500,000. And the €500,000 was to make 6 30-minute episodes. And there was nobody signed up for the project whatsoever.
Yeah, like, no names behind the project, no studios, or at least, like, a no... He said there was a studio, but there was no... like licensing or paperwork attached to the studio, and then it just up and disappeared. It's gone.
Well, yeah, there wasn't any broadcasting license, so so they didn't even have the right to make a TV station, let alone put anime on it. I guess there's something like somebody looking into it or something like that.
I don't know.
It's being investigated or what, but there's no word on whether or not anybody got any of their money taken for that anime show or anything.
Weird.
That hurts us so much down here in America.
I think the anime channel everywhere is the internet.
Yeah.
See, yeah.
Crunchyroll.
I mean, we have you know, the Funimation channel and Anime Network, but we don't get them, so we don't watch them. And of course, there's things like Neon Alley too.
But, yeah.
But I don't get any of those channels, so we're in the same boat as far as no public access to anime.
The last piece of news here is that the only thing that existed of the company was the director of the company. His only known connection to the anime industry is he worked for a company in 2008, which no paperwork exists for.
That's as strange as it gets. It's time to move on to what we're watching.
Yeah, what we're watching. You guys watching anything?
No.
Yes.
Space Dandy.
Space Dandy? Hmm. Yeah, at least you're watching something new. That's pretty good.
He's a dandy guy.
In space.
Yep.
He combs the space like his pompadour.
Yep.
I really
like Space Dandy. It's freaking awesome. I'm so entertained.
Yeah, we didn't see the new episode. Was the new episode any good?
It's episode 6.
It's episode 6 now?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Episode 5 was the one I really liked.
Yeah.
Then the one with the tentacle girl.
Yeah, yep. The space girl.
That was a really heartwarming episode, and Space Dandy in that his characteristics reminded me of, like, it gave off like a the whole feel of the episode gave off like a Cowboy Bebop type vibe. I felt like Space Dandy would have done what Spike Spiegel would do.
Yeah. Yeah, the last episode was all right. It followed the formula that I like, where they went and met an alien and then had like a little bit of a story with that alien.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did they mess up the universe in no fixable way whatsoever and then completely ignore it?
Not the universe.
We'll find out later.
The Dandy update.
Glitch, what are you watching?
I watched a new episode of Ninja Turtles.
You can't keep talking about that. It's not anime.
They use anime things.
They do. It's very anime influenced.
Like swords.
Exactly. But yeah, they brought Irma back. They pretty much recreated the Ninja Turtles movie, the first one. Like some of the stuff kind of scene by scene.
Really?
Casey Jones gets more of a part. Raphael and Casey Jones see their bonding. I'm waiting for Vern. I want to see a Vern in this series.
Okay.
They're probably going to make him like a preppy upperclassman or some crap like that.
Like the Vern from Ernest?
No. The Vern from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 90s/80s series, depending on how old you are.
Does he know what you mean? He used to say that all the time.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean, Vern?
I know what you're talking about. I hate you, Dylan. I hate you so much.
Ruining his Ninja Turtle moments.
All right, we'll move on to what we're watching then.
No one cares. All right, I care.
I found this awesome anime. It's an older anime, and I'm going to make an awesome new Wicked Anime episode out of it. But the anime is called I'm Gonna Be an Angel. And it's and it's really funny, that classic style of anime, where how modern animes are very much the same. Like, they feel like you're watching a modern anime, where they're filled with a specific type of fan service. They're very formulaic. This follows that classic formula.
Reminiscent of, like, Love Hina and Maha Romantic?
Yeah, exactly. Like, Maha Romantic, Love Hina. It came out... It was released here in the States in, like, 2001 or so, but you can tell it came out a lot earlier in Japan. English cast has Steve Bloom in it, and but I've been watching it in Japanese because it's better. It's much better. But it's funny. It's cute.
Well, I'm watching a couple things. First up, I started watching this new show. I think it's just a short OVA called Robot Girl Z, and it is a moe show, but it's a parody, because the entire show is moe versions of the entire cast of Mazinger Z. So there are like cute little girls who are portraying the robots from the show that from the 70s and 80s.
Yeah. So if any of you have seen DD Fist of the North Star, which is an absolutely hilarious satire of Fist of the North Star, and they basically tell the story of Fist of the North Star through a convenience store where in a world where the apocalypse didn't happen. That's kind of what this is, where they take the Mazinger Z characters and throw them just into cute Japanese girls.
Yeah. It's really funny, and the characters are well-written, and the script is good. The animation is amazing. Like that's what really impressed me about it, is that, the action scenes, whenever they fight, the quality of the show skyrockets.
I like the idea that even though it is kind of violent when they fight, that it still feels like they're play fighting.
Yeah.
And that's pretty funny.
Well, the Doubles M2 girl, the Doubles M2 in the original Mazinger Z was a robot that was a two-headed dragon. The in Robot Girl Z, she's a little girl with sock puppets that shoot lasers. And it's just really funny just the way that they take that. But the other thing that I was watching is that I finally decided to make the decision to start watching Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, and I'm about 8 episodes in, and I can see why everybody loves it so much. I'm on board. I had no doubt in my mind that it wasn't going to be a bad show.
Yeah, because I like Full Metal Alchemist. I agree. I caught up on the first 7 episodes as well, and I like Full Metal Alchemist. It's one of those shows where I've always liked it. It's just not my favorite show ever, like it is for some people. Brotherhood is very good. It's very, very good.
Yeah, because originally, from what I had seen beforehand, was the first episode that they kept playing over and over and over again on Adult Swim when they played that.
I remember always seeing the first episode and the last episode. First episode and the last episode.
Yeah, that's true.
So I've seen the last episode of the TV series of Full Metal Alchemist a bajillion times, and I know it doesn't have any lineage to the manga or Brotherhood or anything like that.
Yeah, and the animation also is superb. You know, it's done by Bones, and you can never go wrong with Bones. The action is awesome. Armstrong is totally my favorite character. He's just a complete anime character.
Armstrong is the boss. He's awesome. We were also, we have the first DVD set, but we were also looking, we started watching it on Netflix, and I didn't realize this, even though it's the Funimation version of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood on Netflix, it's still the Japanese version of the show, so it has subtitles, which is weird, because generally, the most famous part about Full Metal Alchemist is its voice actors, especially with Vic being famous for being Edward Elric. I was just shocked to find that the next Netflix version was the sub version.
Hmm. I think there's quite a few on Netflix that are subbed, actually.
So that's it for what we're watching. It's time to move on to our Tamagotchi. Hey! Tamagotchi.
We're talking about Black History Month.
Anime characters.
I'm already uncomfortable.
All three of them.
So we actually compiled a pretty good list of black anime characters.
What constitutes as a list? Four names?
We have a list of 9 people, because I'm not counting Jan Valentine, because Jan Valentine is not a black
character. That was something that we could talk about.
Exactly, yeah, and we will talk about that. We are going to talk about the distinctions between a dark-skinned anime character.
Gangoro, if you will.
No. Different from Gangoro. That is actually another thing we're going to talk about.
Sweet.
So there's a distinction between Gangoro, dark-skinned anime character, and black. First off... Dark-skinned anime characters. There are many anime characters that are dark, just dark-skinned Asians. Characters like, and I know there's going to be a fight about this, Yuroichi from Bleach. A lot of people will say, hey, Yuroichi's black. No, Yuroichi is a dark-skinned Asian. And that is for show. But
she's a black cat.
She is a black cat, but that has nothing to do with anything, Bleach.
Well, then she's black at certain times.
The distinction, because even with the Japanese art, there is still distinctions of how you can tell, they're a dark-skinned Asian or they're a black anime character. And that's obviously usually found within the facial features of the character, at least from what I've found. I don't know. What do you think, Glitch?
They do definitely, I still think... I'm not Glitch.
Sounds a lot like Jonathan.
I'm not Glitch. Just
it's fun watching white people backpedal and try to cover up to try to sound less racist.
And white people, am I right?
Word.
When did what I say anywhere in that was racist, Glitch? Come on.
Let me try not to sound racist.
I will say that there are times when, you know, there are black characters portrayed in anime that they do tread close
to racism. Because people in Japanese culture, they don't have a lot of black people in their culture, so there's nothing to be racist about. Like, here we have to, you know, tread lightly. It's just like, oh, did you hear what that guy said? It's like, yeah, he's a racist. I mean, they don't really have to worry about that kind of stuff there because they're all Asian.
You can't even say colored clothes without somebody turning their heads.
Yeah.
That's what my whites and colored clothing. What? When I'm doing my laundry, man.
My AC just shut off when you said that.
The dark-skinned Asian character is definitely separated from that, where, you know, you have characters that, like Yoruichi, Kagura, who is a tan-line girl, you know, they have dark-skinned Asians like that.
Oh, yeah. That was another thing that they mentioned when we were talking about Kagura from
Azumanga Daioh,
when they were talking about her having dark skin, they were talking about her, like, that she might be considered, like, a streetwalker or slutty in some way because she has tan lines. I'm not saying that it has to do with African-Americans or black or anything like that. I'm just saying that the fact that she had a tan meant that...
Really?
Yeah. There was,
when was that?
It was in the first episode that she shows up with the tan lines.
Oh,
this kind of goes with the Jezebel trope.
What?
Just like there's a Mammy trope, there's a Jezebel trope, which is the complete opposite of Mammy, being a voluptuous African American who seduces men.
I don't think that's what that has to do with as far as Japanese culture goes, though.
I like knowing the science behind racism.
The science of racism.
This guy has little racist beakers and.
Yeah. One's full of white liquid, one's full of black liquid. They don't seem to mix for some reason.
Yeah, we keep those apart.
They're trying my best to mix them properly, but one just overpowers the other every time.
One's always on the top shelf, one's on the bottom shelf, and one doesn't want to be on the bottom shelf. Depending on the day.
It just splits in half vertically now.
Sue from Love Hina.
Well, see, that one is
weird. Is she more gongro than dark skin, though?
No. Who? Sue from Love Hina? No, she sounds
Indian if you listen to
she's kind of a made up stereotype.
Yeah, it's really weird. She's a weird case because she's kind of like an ambiguous cultural mix.
Yeah, like they never say where she came from. They're just trying to make you assume she's from, like, some sort of Hindu culture.
They say she's from, like, a desert hot land kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But not even that, because her room in the Hinata apartments is a jungle.
Yeah, it's a jungle. So
it could be an oasis.
I guess. But it's just so weird, because, like, even her accent is made up, like, in the English version. Because they don't really do accents in Japan, but hers is made up.
And then there's the other one where you have characters like Gidget from Eureka 7, who she kind of treads along the line of Gengaru.
Yeah.
Where I think she's a dark-skinned Asian. But she does have heavy makeup on, so I don't know if that really...
Yeah, well, I was just looking up the Gengaru thing, and the...
Yeah, isn't Gengaru mostly just when Asian women try to mimic the black culture in certain ways of making their face darker, but having blonde hair?
Gengaru literally translates to blackface, and it means heavily sunburned face.
Yeah, so, like, they cover their faces in makeup, but they also cover their lips and eyes with makeup. Like, it's not a racist thing, I don't think it's intentionally racist. I think it's just heavy makeup is all it is.
Well, it's to mimic the African-American culture, like, when TLC and Destiny's Child was popular and that kind of thing, that's kind of when Gangro really took off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, even the fashion and the clothing, they kind of want to mimic that whole lifestyle and whatnot.
I guess that's true.
It's kind of like Wiggers here, but less racist.
Yeah. Let's actually get into black anime characters then. One of my favorites, Dutch from Black Lagoon. He's awesome.
Is he actually African-American, though?
Is that
no,
a joke?
No, I mean, like, I don't mean it like that. I mean, like, is he American?
Yeah.
Like, when American. I don't mean, like, is he black? I mean that as in, is he from America originally?
Yes. Yes, he is an African.
I'm not being politically correct here.
I love watching white people do this.
Yeah, he is from America.
I know
you
want to see your facial expressions.
He is from America. He is African American. Open up the list.
Who else is on the list?
Mr. Popo.
From DBZ.
Hi.
Does he count Glitch?
I didn't even know if he was human.
I'll tell you when I'm done facepalming for that one. Like,
I said Glitch is Mr. Popo, a black anime character.
No.
Just dark skinned. Okay, we'll put him under dark.
He's kind of basically based off the genies and sort of the Gangoro thing. Well, he is, for lack of a better term, based off of black caricatures. Like, you know how the whole mammy thing happened in Jim Crow, that kind of thing.
Oh, so we fall into that same Jinx category from Pokemon.
Basically, yes.
I know.
Other than Jinx being a Norse goddess, but...
But still, they needed to make her purple.
They needed to make her purple as to not offend anybody.
It's kind of like... It's racist, but they're not intending to be racist, because they just saw the first thing they saw was, like, basically the Aunt Jemima, Mammy kind of thing. Like, oh, that's what black people look like? Cool. Let's do that, then.
We'll use this reference image forever.
I've never seen one before. Mammy, okay. Oh, wow.
So it's basically that's how it is.
That's pretty funny.
I'm sorry, Mr. Popo, I will claim him as a black dude, because he kicked Goku's ass before and helped train them. He beat two Super Saiyans, although it was just Gotens and Trunks, but he fended them off with no problem. Popo is the shit.
Even before
DBZ and Abridged made it, yeah, Popo was the shit.
All right, so continue on the list. We have Tosin from Bleach.
Which is the only person that gets cosplayed at conventions.
Yeah, right?
Especially if you have dreads.
Yeah, and Star Trek glasses.
Of course.
Lewis from Blood Plus.
He's like one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Because it's weird, because in Blood the Last Vampire, the movie, he was like this thin built dude who didn't really contribute that much to the movie, and then when Blood Plus came out, he came back as like this fat Jamaican guy.
Yeah,
which I think they covered that, but like that they needed to change his identity, so he gained weight.
So he gained weight.
And I don't know if the Jamaican accent was just added on for like a character texture thing, but he didn't have it in the original movie. But I remember that like they actually gave him a purpose in Blood Plus, and he was like super badass.
Hilda and Matthew from Eureka 7, as opposed to Gidget, who we've already talked about from Eureka 7. Oh, yeah, Sid and his weapon from Soul Eater.
First one to die off. They're following horror movie.
Yep, of horror course. Movie antics. we have Atsuko Jackson from the new anime.
Atsuko Jackson?
No, of course. But the name's like Jackson, of course.
Yeah, Hachiko.
His story checks out then.
Yeah, and of course, Afro Samurai. I mean,
which was...
It's pretty much Samuel L. Jackson, the anime.
Okay, I can add two to this list.
I'm surprised that I can think of a couple. Well, maybe.
Go for
this
it.
This is excellent. We're contributing.
Well, I'm not sure about the first one. Didn't when Boo got reincarnated as Oob, wasn't that a black character? I never watched that series.
He was kind of an Indian kind of a character.
Yeah.
Well, then the other one's Killer Bee.
Oh, shit. And his whole village, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're the black people of Naruto. Let's just throw that out. That's where they all come from.
Well, that's when they found out. They're like, oh, hey, black people like Naruto. We got to add some.
We have to add a character that raps everything he says.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what Killer Bee does.
That's all he does.
That's how he talks in rap. And, like, because they have to translate it to English, it's, like, not always the best.
I don't think it was that good when it was like in just Japanese.
Well, I don't know what it means. It could be very poetic.
Who knows?
It could just have better flow because of the the lip flaps, you know, and the difference. Because
in English, his like catchphrase is "you fool, you fool," like that.
I would have taken "yo yo yo" better.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Nami.
Nami. All right, let's see. I got two. There's Lieutenant Black from the Dragon Ball original series. He was part of the Red Ribbon Army. And in the theme, Piccolo. Piccolo's the Piccolo from Dragon Ball Z. He's black. I don't care what anybody says.
And we know this how glitch?
First off, black people claim him. We all can identify with him. He's big, doesn't say much.
That's scary. Can that really happen?
He's pretty much there just to whoop some ass and leave. That's basically it. If you ask any, a majority of black dudes who watch DBZ,
yeah, I was just about
they
to say.
Will claim Piccolo. They will claim him as a brother.
Which stinks because he's named after a pretty lame instrument.
Yeah, he's got an extremely unintimidating name. Is that his MC name?
Just because he's black, you mean he got to be an intimidating name? Is Glitch intimidating? Huh?
Not saying that. I'm just... What I really meant was...
Oh, I'm going to have fun this month.
You know what I actually thought of was Garter Belt from Panty and Stocking.
Oh, yeah!
It was really funny, too, because I remember hearing Christopher Sabat plays him in the English version. And it was really funny hearing him talk about, you know, taking on that role because, you know, he's white, you know? So he was like, he wasn't super sure about taking on that role when he first started. But he's a super awesome character.
I forgot about Garter Belt. You guys don't have any more? That's it?
Yeah,
we have discovered them all.
But have we? There has got to be a One Piece character. Because we've mentioned Bleach and we've mentioned Naruto. But let me guess, Victoria, of course, isn't on this episode, even though we asked her to be.
She's like, no, I got a thing.
So.
Brock?
No.
From Pokemon?
I don't think he is.
Brock is Asian.
Yeah, yeah. The eyes, dude.
Yeah, he's dark skinned Asian.
Oh, is
which doesn't commonly happen
now,
with males.
Now from One Piece, Glitch, you may have to look this up, but Brook from One Piece.
Looking it up right now.
Is Brook
W sit.
It's more of a Jufro than a black afro.
But he looks like the witch doctor from
Dot Love Facilier? No.
He looks like if Black Dynamite got electrocuted.
Black Dynamite's an anime or a cartoon, so well, that's true. He can count.
Okay, so the Boondocks
well,
is
does
in
that,
that
yeah,
same
does
category.
That mean the Boondocks count?
Yes, because we're scraping at straws right now.
Well, here's another thing that kind of relates back to the Brook thing. I don't know whether or not it's within the same culture as like picked up Gengaru
and things like that.
Japan has this like weird obsession with afros.
Yeah, Japan in Japanese culture, afros are hilarious. Afros are hilarious. That's all that really is.
So I don't know where that where that stemmed off from.
Usually happens when in anime, like it happens a lot when anime characters get hurt
or blown up.
They just all of a sudden have an afro on, and then of course there's Nabashin who awesomely sports his afro.
Yeah, remember the one of the last Final Fantasies, the one guy had the chocobo that lived in his afro.
Yep.
That was from 13, right?
Yep. Yeah.
I just forgot his name when you mentioned him. Like, my friend Becky, she, like, went to Japan way back when before they did this whole afro thing. And when I was talking about her about going to Japan, and the next time she goes, basically, y'all probably would never see me again because they really like black people in Japan. If you're not, like, in the military or if you're, like, an actual tourist because they have a bad stigma with the military.
Mm-hmm.
But with military people in America. So I'd be a tourist and I'm black with dreadlocks. So I'd pretty much be harassed all the time by people wanting to fill my hair. Hopefully mostly women. And if they're, you know, over the age of 18, I'm down.
Glitch, you're just a cool guy, though. So, you know, that just happens.
Yeah, but still, I like more Asian women in my diet. No, we all.
An extra dash of teriyaki in there?
Yeah.
Damn.
A little wasabi. Spice things up, you know what I mean? Asian food and soul food, basically it makes just right. It fills you up, but doesn't disappear too quickly.
Be like chicken tempura.
Fried chicken tempura.
Well, that's their fried chicken, is chicken tempura.
No, I'm thinking more like sushi wrapped in collard greens instead of seaweed.
This is ridiculous.
I'm reading this article right now that apparently that like black culture is actually a thing in Japan. Like they have a section of Tokyo where they just have like mall or like a strip mall just filled with like attire that makes you look like a famous rapper or something like that.
So if I go, I'd be either insulted or impressed, or a little bit of both.
Yeah. Or maybe so insulted that it's impressing.
Yeah, like that's how I like my racism. I just, like my racism so blatant that just you can't so get racist. Mad. Like, or just creative. Like, you know what? Kudos on your courage just saying that out loud. That's like just going to a black panel meeting and saying, fuck y'all niggas.
But that's
like,
not really creative.
I mean, they're just ballsy.
You hear that? Racism is okay as long as it's ballsy.
But long as it didn't hurt anybody. Look, I watch Avenue Q on Broadway. Everyone's a little bit racist sometimes. But that doesn't mean we go around committing hate crimes. Ethnic jokes may be uncouth, but you laugh because they're based on truth.
It rhymes a little.
Because it's a song.
Yeah. I thought you just slipped into Killer B for a second.
You fool, you fool.
You fool, you fool.
I hate you, Dylan.
Oh, man.
Flame war starting.
We solved it, everyone.
We solved it.
Who's more racist, Dylan, Andrew, or Jonathan?
Yeah, I think I...
Or me.
Glitch, I think you actually contributed the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I can get away with it, though.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm not white.
It was ballsy, though, so it's okay.
The most uncomfortable episode ever.
For who?
Just every... Honkies. I think everyone... Every one of these episodes is uncomfortable at some point or another.
Honkies, crackers, and jive turkeys.
All of which I prefer to be called.
Just about the cultural thing and everything like that, it seems like a lot of people are saying, like from what I'm looking up on the web, is that there's just nothing really... First off, the Japanese culture is a very straightforward culture, you know, so they just tell you things like...
Oh, yeah, they're not tight-lipped like we are here, you know, and everybody can get sued for everything.
I think it's just because they're either straightforward with everything that if they like something, they just kind of expand upon it, you know. So if there's something about, you know, black culture that they like, they're just like, hey, we'll take that, you know, and... Because, you know, there's no real, like, racism or anything in Japan, you know, or
it's not as much of an issue as it is here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure there are some people who just, you know, don't like foreigners, because I mean, just like in every culture, there are just people who don't like foreigners, you know. It's just xenophobic. But it, like as a whole, there's not really that much in Japan. So when it comes to that sort of thing, like cultural differences, it just makes like it doesn't bother them at all. They don't mean to bother anybody with it or anything like that. It's just something that they do.
Unintentional racism.
Well,
yeah, I guess interpreted.
There's no malicious intent behind it. So I suppose that just comes to how thick is your skin. Like, if you're offended by it, is it still racist? Because they're not intentionally being racist.
Kind of like the same thing where we talk about like Sue from Love Hina. It's like, that's not really any sort of culture whatsoever, but are they, like, sort of trying to pinpoint somebody? Is that racist?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's like in Sergeant Frog, when after Sergeant Kiro gets blown up and he has an afro and somebody picks him up. Is this culturally insensitive? Tosses him away.
Yeah, see, exactly. So they know. They gotta know. Somebody's gotta know.
That's where we landed. Somebody's gotta know.
Somebody's gotta know.
Somebody's gotta know.
Okay. Racist. I think that's enough of this.
All right.
I think we've hit the wall of conversation where we no longer can go forward without getting into trouble.
Mr. Popo.
Yay, I got to say nigga.
I thought we hopped that wall and kept going.
I'm pretty sure we did, but I
are you going to bleep out my nigga?
Just say it a couple more times. Honky.
I guess not.
I can say that one.
Cracker fool.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I'm white. I can say cracker.
Because yeah, he's not even saying it right. It's cracker. Yeah.
No, you can say cracker. That's okay. Cracker is our word.
Is Mike Birbiglia in the room?
I hate you. I just caught on to that.
So let's move on to some fan service real quick.
Yeah, we got questions to answer that I failed to answer.
Yeah, we answered those questions on the last podcast. Well, Dylan and I did. But
What were they?
The post, the ones we posted on Tumblr in the past week. Yeah, if you guys want to see the rest of the answers for the Tumblr asks that we got last week, I'll put a link in the description for our Tumblr. It's always there. So I'm not really putting it there. But I'm going to move on. We do have a couple things of fan service this week. First one is from our fan, Ian, who wanted
McGregor?
To comment. What?
Ian McGregor?
I guess his name is Ewan.
I think you're thinking of Ewan.
Oh, man. You got my hopes up.
God damn it, Dylan.
You racist.
Yeah.
They all look alike.
Well, he's British.
They all sound alike.
No, he's
racist. Anyway.
They're all British.
I think that's prejudice.
Not I don't racist. Know. Let's have Scott write in and let us know.
Scott, are we racist or prejudiced?
Or ignorant. I think we're just all ignorant.
Or idiots. My vote's on idiots.
So, Ian wanted to weigh in on the holiday episode that we did, you know, when we talked about Christmas extremely poorly. And he wanted to let us know that Christmas is more of a romantic holiday, like we said. But one thing that was interesting was that sometimes they share Christmas cake. They share it with their significant other that goes with the romantic aspect of it. But why is that done? The reason is that...
There's speculation as to why it's done.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but it could be because they do Christmas cake because they're celebrating Jesus' birthday.
Yep.
So I guess the religious connotation could possibly still be there. I don't know.
Yep. Kentucky Fried Chicken and Jesus cake.
Let's do Christmas cake, people.
We should do Christmas
cake. Screw fruit cake. Let's have Christmas cake. Happy birthday, JC.
We could just have everyday cake.
But it's not Christmas cake.
Christmas cake tastes better.
That's what I want to share with a significant other. Dilly, you want to share some Christmas cake?
No.
Oh. Last time I reach out to you, you bastard.
You are an other, but I don't find you significant.
Oh! Because I'm black, isn't it?
I'm not going to comment on that.
And during Black History Month, yeah. Dylan.
Really?
I thought this segregation thing was
calling your only black friend insignificant.
Yeah, how do you know you're my only black friend?
Because you always tell me.
I don't think I've ever told you, even though it is true.
Something about me being one of the good ones. He never really explained what that meant to me.
I never will. That was just...
Something about me not being like all the others.
That was just the motto from where we both grew up.
Down south. There.
See,
down,
now we both take offense to that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so be quiet.
And then he also went on to, we were talking about the KFC thing. Yeah, that was something that we didn't mention.
I thought we did mention it.
During the Christmas episode where a KFC is like a huge thing.
Yeah, you have to order your Kentucky Fried Chicken months in advance in Japan on Christmas for your Christmas dinner. It's amazing.
Yeah, and apparently it's really good too. It's way different. And
KFC
anyways,
here is awesome. I love KFC.
Yeah. The other romantic holidays that he wanted to touch on, though, was White Day, and
oh boy,
that's in the other side to Valentine's Day, which Japan also celebrates. White Day was actually another one of those Hallmark quote unquote holidays where it was just created to boost marshmallow sales. On Valentine's Day, girls give chocolates to boys. In response, boys will buy marshmallows to give to girls on White Day.
No. White Day is the day where girls give presents to the guys they like. That's
White Day. Can we have White Day?
See, I would love a concept like White Day here in the United States. Obviously, we wouldn't be able to call it White Day because somebody would totally like
ambiguous throw that. Color day.
We already got Black Friday.
And like, so
50-50 gray day.
That's a whole another holiday.
Yeah. If we had a holiday here where the girls give things to guys, that would be absolutely amazing.
Can we have White Day?
Glitch, we shall get together and have a White Day next time, okay?
Females, bring me gifts.
And we'll give you marshmallows.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And if you want some chocolate on top of that marshmallow, I'm just saying. Oh, yeah.
Shut up, Glitch.
You can't tell me what to do. February, bitch.
It's February.
He's got to do all he can before we get the rest of the 11, so.
Exactly. I'm doing what I can. Except Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday and Kwanzaa week. Yeah. I can say and do what I want then, too.
Kwanzaa week, yeah. That's right. That's already passed, though. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, it's not. Technically, it's a whole new year, so it hasn't.
Because no one knows anything about Kwanzaa.
Side note.
You could have just said it was this week.
Look, you guys can put this in or not, but side note. Siri is racist. Siri is very, very racist. Because I asked her what time it was during the Kwanzaa week, and it was like, pretty much, she gave me the time and date and said, Happy Kwanzaa. Like, Siri, why do you think I celebrate Kwanzaa? Which she avoided that question. Like, is it because I'm black? Like, I'd prefer not to answer that. So, like, wait, Siri, are you racist? We're not talking about me right now. Like, Siri, like, oh, Siri, you just... Then I asked her what's the difference between nigga and nigger, and she pretty much said, you want me to call you nigga? Like... I had an argument with Siri, and Siri is racist. And I actually asked a bunch of, like, my Caucasian friends to ask Siri what time it is who had iPhones, and she didn't say Happy Kwanzaa. The other three black people I knew that did it, she said it.
No way.
Way.
Oh, man. That is amazing.
You have that is one smartphone. That is one smartphone.
Probably just observes the vernacular.
I probably used the phrase y'all or I too many times in my text messages.
Or axed.
I don't say axed.
You do too!
You just did earlier.
You just said it like three times when intentional. You were asking Siri's
own money. And I said ain't too many times too.
Ain't? What is that?
Ain't.
Oh, ain't. I was like, what is this new term I'm learning? Ain't.
Isn't that just because you're from South Carolina, though?
Yeah, I say y'all too sometimes. Not as often as you do. Or not as often as y'all do.
So, next up in fan service.
Oh, yeah.
Our fan Kito wanted to let us know that, he was watching Mironiki, and he wanted us to convince him that he needed to finish it. Now, we can't do that.
Just stop.
Because
don't do it.
Go outside.
Because it's not necessarily, I don't know, I guess it's worth it just in the fact that...
If you watch it, I'll give you a quarter.
Well, I was basically, I responded to him, and I said, look, man, I'm sorry, because I can't give you a reason to keep watching it, because it's really not that good.
It's okay. It's not great.
I don't like. After watching it, I kind of thought about it, and I was like, I could really do without that anime. That is okay with me.
Yeah.
However,
when he sent us the message, he was already on episode 16.
Yeah, he was on episode 16, and he's just like, I can't do it, guys. Help me. And I was like, sorry.
You gotta finish the struggle, man. Yeah. Like I keep still reading the Bleach manga. Don't know why. I started it. God damn it, I'm gonna finish it.
And so I just said, just to figure out what happens at the end, you know, solve the mystery. And he answered back, I guess. Like, it was like, thanks. Thanks for trying, but I guess.
Yeah.
Because you ain't no quitter, that's why.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then you'll just have that experience under your belt. Yeah, I've seen Mironiki, and I saw it once. That was enough.
And that's all we have for fan service.
That's all we have for fan service. And is that all we have for Wicked Anime Podcast?
Yeah, well, you got to do the shameless plug.
I know. I'm about to start that. Okay, guys, if you want to join in our Black History Month discussion, maybe you want to yell at us a little bit.
Would it be not Black History Month by the next time we do an episode?
I don't know. I mean, it's not Christmas anymore. We just discussed the Christmas episode.
That's true.
Anyway, if you want to contribute to our episode, maybe give us some black anime characters. Maybe you want to give us some dark-skinned Asian characters and argue with us, hey, this is a black anime character. And I will say, no, that is a dark-skinned character.
Then tell us your favorite.
Yes, tell us your favorite. My favorite is Dutch. He is my favorite black anime character.
Mine is Piccolo.
and that because they have claimed him. So that is what Glitch said. Anyway... before that continues, you can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That is wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. You can also find us on youtube.com/wickedanimereviews, where we have review videos, con coverage, and all that good stuffs. You can find us at nerdyshow.com, where you can listen to this podcast if you're not listening to it on iTunes, where you can also find our other videos and anything else we put up on there. You can find us at tumblr.com, where Victoria has a lot of control over that, but Jonathan and I also peek in on that.
And we also have our Tumblr Ask Questions there.
Tumblr Ask Questions there as well, yep. You can follow Victoria at WickedAFangirl on Twitter. Anyway, Facebook. You can find us at Facebook.com. Yeah. Facebook.com/WickedAnime, where we have frequent updates about any news coming up. Keeping up. What's so funny?
I just Googled because I just thought to look it up. What Gundam was the representation of Africa? And it's the zebra Gundam.
Yeah!
God damn it!
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. No.
It's from Neo Kenya.
Neo Kenya.
Yeah, every continent in G Gundam had Neo in front of it.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And that just makes it new and futuristic.
Yeah.
It's wearing a tribal robe, a shield, and a telescoping spear.
And Puma sneakers?
No.
No. Oh. So that's all for the websites. But keep in mind that Anime Boston is coming up real quick. We're about to start our con month in March, as we did last year. Jonathan and I will be press again. We just got our press passes approved for Anime Boston. And so now we're just waiting on our upcoming hardcore anime panel. So if you guys want to meet us or go see our panels, feel free. We'll be at Anime Boston all weekends. And other than that, I think we are all set.
There's also MegaCon next month in March.
Yeah, it's actually the same weekend as Anime Boston.
I'll probably be at MegaCon doing stupid stuff.
Guys, you guys should totally go doing Wicked Anime stuff at MegaCon. Seriously.
We need Wicked Anime shirts.
Well, we got them. We can send you some.
Send me a shirt. You want a shirt, Dylan?
What? I'm still reading about
Obsidian. Dylan, Gundam. Wicked Anime shirts, we can do stuff at cons. God damn it, Dylan. I saw it too, but we're doing business right now.
They changed it to Spike Gundam for Westerners, though. It was the Tequila Gundam representing Mexico.
Captain! Oh, yeah, I knew about the Tequila Gundam.
Yeah, a sombrero and a mustache and everything.
Yeah.
That is probably more racist than the Kenya Gundam. I think it's time that we sign off the only way we know how.
Yeah.
K-bye! Do any black people listen to our podcast?
I don't know.
Write in.
Yeah, black people, support me and write in. How many of my brothers and sisters watch anime? Listen to this podcast. Facepalm when I hear so much cracker stuff. Save me. Let me know I'm not alone.
Oh, yeah, strange news. That's right.
There was snowfall in Florida. How's that for strange?
Did you guys panic? How many people died?
Snow.
Atlanta panicked. Atlanta shut down.
Yeah. Southerners panic completely when there's snow on the floor.
Yep, on the floor.
Us New Englanders up here are in 6 inches of snow, and we're like, oh, crap, I got to drive in this, which I did, and I got stuck. I almost had to get towed out to just get 200 feet back into my house.
Yeah, we get 6 centimeters of snow. Like in South Carolina, people used to freak out.
Only because it was in the metric system. Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at Nerdy Show.
What the fuck are you doing?
Keep quiet, I'm getting through this. NerdyShow.com/store or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you and your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment. And don't do bad things.